California enacts landmark Stop Dangerous Pharmacies Act. A new law targeting a staffing shortage in California's pharmacies was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom October 11, making the state the first in the nation to pass such a measure, cracking down on understaffed chain pharmacies as a way to reduce medication dispensing errors. Assembly Bill 1286, the Stop Dangerous Pharmacies Act, authored by Assemblyman Matt Haney, grants authority to the pharmacist in charge to make staffing decisions and notify store management of any conditions that present an immediate risk of death, illness, or irreparable harm to customers. The bill also gives authority to the California State Board of Pharmacy to close pharmacies that don't resolve the conditions. The new law also requires chain pharmacies to be staffed with at least one clerk or a pharmacy technician who is fully dedicated to performing pharmacy-related services, and authorizes trained technicians under supervision to collect specimens for lab tests, give flu and COVID-19 shots, and epinephrine. According to Mr. Haney, recent news reports have highlighted alarming medication errors by pharmacies that may be tied to working conditions like insufficient staffing, he said during the legislative process. He announced the governor's decision to sign the bill October 11. My bill AB 1286 was signed into law by Governor Newsom, Mr. Haney posted on X, formerly Twitter. The Stop Dangerous Pharmacies Act is a first-in-the-nation patient safety law that protects Californians from life-threatening medication errors at understaffed and unsafe chain pharmacies. The bill passed the Senate September 13 on a vote of 30-9, with one senator not voting. In the Assembly, the bill passed June 1 on a 59-8 vote with 13 members abstaining. Major retailers like Walmart and CVS have recently announced store closures and reduced pharmacy hours due to staffing shortages. Surveys have also shown that pharmacists and pharmacy technicians have had difficulties filling positions, citing workload and staffing shortages as reasons for leaving the profession. The California Pharmacists Association and the United Food and Commercial Workers Western States Council supported the measure. However, the California Community Pharmacy Coalition opposed it, expressing concerns about its potential impact on patient access to pharmacies.